Hey everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
That's all I've got. My name is Colleen.
Oh. I'm Ignore Jeff. Ignore him!
And welcome to the show. A heartbreak today.
Oh, it's beginning and the end.
Yeah.
Why do these veterans keep overplaying their hand?
I don't think you'll overplay that much.
I don't think you'll overplay it.
I feel like he didn't overplay. I feel like Yule got a bad rap here because I thought he was playing a fantastic game. And at the end of the day, for some reason, they kept Wendell in. And I love Wendell. Don't get me. And I think I've been probably the biggest Wendell stan out of this group of people. And he was being a total jerk. Like, why keep that?
Again, how do you apologize to someone and then end up insulting him?
Yeah.
As the apology, what has gotten into Wendell? He's completely coming as a jerk when it comes to Michelle.
It's real weird. I was convinced he was going to go home tonight, just because I was like, all right, well, when they did the tribe swap, I think everybody kind of figured merge was next week. I kind of did this.
Yeah.
Point. My theory of thinking was, okay, we've got, when they did the swap, we had Michelle in the next week on introducing the storyline of, you know, her and Wendell having this previous relationship and how awkward it was going to be. And then it's been there in every single episode. They've talked about it. And now it was like, all right, this is wrapping up this Michelle versus Wendell thing. Michelle has this really actually kind of heartbreaking confession all about how she spent 4 years doubting whether or not she should have won. And she just wants to prove to herself that she should have won, which is really sad to me. So we have that. And then we have, I just thought that the storyline was going to wrap up. We go into the merge and we would have new tensions. So I don't know. I was
wrong. Is Wendell playing a game trying to be, maybe his strategy to keep himself in the game is to be a big jerk and people saying, I can't beat Yule, because because Michelle even said it. I don't want to go in the finals with Yule, but maybe I can beat Wendell.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Because it worked. It clearly worked because it made perfect sense to send Wendell home, and he was able.
Because this is the second time he was cocky during a challenge. And I agree with Yule. You break your concentration, especially in a puzzle challenge.
And it was under a second. It was really under a second.
Yes, because Nick was even yelling at him, right? Like, just focus. Look at your pieces and only your pieces, right?
Right.
Yeah. So again, if that was some type of gameplay, maybe, because again, it worked if that's the case. But I just feel like it's a really interesting way to go about it. Do you think it's gameplay, Colleen?
I don't know.
I mean, I can see it.
I don't remember it being that way the first time around.
No, but
you know, Wendell was a great player the first time around.
I think it. We all know, we've been there before, and we all know people that have had a relationship with somebody, married or not, and it didn't end well, and people that are perfectly normal.
You just get thrown off by the awkwardness of it.
Or even the awkwardness, but perfectly normal, perfectly nice person outside of that relationship. But in that relationship, that former relationship, they're just like total a-holes. And maybe we're just have a camera on it and they're just not going to be kind to each other or whatever.
Well, Michelle seems to be, give Michelle's, you know, credit. She's handling it better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not even close. I mean, Wendell,
we don't know the whole context of their relationship, so it might be easier. I don't know. Wendell, I'm not trying to defend Wendell. I'm not. I promise. But relationships
are complicated. Even Jeff called him out at Tribal when he was talking to Michelle.
I know. I'm not trying to defend him, but relationships are complicated, and I think we're just seeing it is not – this is not a healthy relationship for either of them, because Wendell's being a total a-hole and Michelle should not have to be in that situation of him being a total a-hole to her.
No. It's like a bad review, right?
It's like a bad review.
I'll just say this.
Wrong.
We had a bad review. And we get back, you know, done enough podcasting over the years.
It doesn't bother me anymore.
You put yourself out there, you're going to get bad reviews. And I'll be honest with you, 99% of them don't bother me. Some I even go, Yeah, they're right. We had one on Survivor last week with Michael Blodow. I don't know. He basically criticized us for making mistakes, which, you know, happens. We're human.
Which we definitely do, because I believe the tagline for this podcast in iTunes is our expertise is in a different island.
Yeah, which is fine. You know, but if that bothers you, I get it. But when you criticize us for all picking Sandra because she had, and it's a stupid pick because she has an idol, then she ends up going home. I would personally, if I wrote the review, I would come back and say, okay, I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
But, you know, it's.
I don't care. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. And to be fair, he probably wrote the review and then never gave it two thoughts after that.
I think the just.
Doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't need to be rewritten because I feel like it needs to stay up there like that just to show how wrong he was. And regardless of our expertise, a broken clock is right twice a day. So,
well, the point of his email is we're wrong. But we were right; he was wrong.
Yeah, and
like I said, I don't lose any sleep over it. I found it. It's when I, you know, Colleen tweeted, I went, "What?" And I go, "Huh? How funny is that?" Oh well, whatever. And so I went and checked before we recorded. I go, "Oh, he still hasn't corrected it." Okay, I mean, he can still leave it one star.
It doesn't matter.
Let it stand the test of time. That's my thought.
Exactly. And if he wants to keep listening to us, we're not criticizing.
We accept all types of listeners, even the ones that hate listen to us. So you are welcome on.
Yeah.
The show.
Oh my God.
In fact, I prefer those.
Jay hate listens to me talk like every day.
I do.
It's like your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's I have a lifetime contract that I signed. I hate listening to you forever. Anyways, it's my birthday week, so I'm trying to be happy.
If you would like to give us a 5-star review.
It's my birthday week. I only have
Jay's
like two
birthday
more
is
days
on
left.
Friday, March 27th. Everybody tweeted him happy birthday at Luke.
I don't need that. I'm just saying. It's my birthday week.
He is sheltered in place currently. Stay at home.
It's my 35th birthday, and I'm stuck in at home.
Jay was like, okay, here's
with
some.
My podcasting partner on this show.
Your wife?
Oh, yeah, that too.
I was like.
It's great. So great.
I was like.
It's a dream come true. It's a dream come true.
Jay was going to have a birthday party this year, and it's his first ever birthday party as an adult. And he was excited.
He had the jumper.
Yeah, he had a jumper.
He had a bouncy
grown-up
house.
Jumper. Yeah, got a big boy bouncy house. Yeah.
We're all going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I was going to have Chuck E. Cheese come here.
Yeah, we're grown-ups now.
Michael Scott said, I'm tired of Chuck E. Cheese.
No, we're grown-ups now. We bring the Chuck E. Cheese to us in home catering. anyway.
Do you have the rat that sings?
You can rent one of those animatronics. So I was going to have it here. It's going to be great. It's going
to
be a great party.
Anyway, so he had to call. He was nervous about it. Like, he was up one night in the middle of the night, worried that people weren't going to come to his party. Looks like you had a good premonition because.
Something felt weird about this time because I was hosting a toy show, too, and I just felt weird about it the whole time. And then when it got canceled, I was just like, yeah, just this something felt weird about this month, this year. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm not lamenting it because I get to spend my birthday with my two children and my amazing wife. On my birthday, while I'm stuck
which is
home.
Tomorrow.
Which is.
No, it's not. It's Friday the 27th.
What's the date today?
The 25th.
Oh.
Well, you know something? No, to be fair, most people are going to listen to this episode tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be tomorrow for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, see, that aged beautifully as well.
You can give your 1-star review because I never know what day it is anymore.
You see, honestly,
I literally don't.
Us, you know, not thinking about Sandra's idol. I think that would be, you know, exhibit A, where Jack didn't even know the date of his own son's birthday.
I know the date. I don't know the date.
The fairness, day that it was today.
In fairness, days and dates have kind of like melded together. My favorite meme, my favorite coronavirus meme, or one of my favorites, is that
the
I've
Beatles
lived
one.
In 6 decades, 1980, 1990, 2000s, 2010s, and March.
And March. No, 2020s and March.
Oh, yeah, 2020s and March.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been a long
It's been a
year.
Month. Or it's also that classic line from 30 Rock where
Lisa Lemon tells, it's a long week. Lemon, yeah. It's only Wednesday.
Lemon, no, it said Lemon, it's Monday. Anyway, all right, back to the Survivor. We're
all Liz Lemon this year.
It is a Liz Lemon year, that's for sure.
Definitely a lemon year.
And there's just something so cool about 2020, like just the letters, or not even the numbers, and just how it looks, just looks cool.
Okay, yeah, getting back to Survivor, because we just got 15 one-star reviews right now.
Listen, you all got sent home, and you gotta afford us podcasters.
And Sandra made the decision to go on a all-paid-for vacation by herself, which actually kind of would sound like everybody's dream, except for the fact that we all have...
Yeah, JP called that last vacation week.
Right now. I get it for Sandra. Like, she's not a challenge threat at all.
She's
Did it hurt her legacy at all?
Nah, she won twice.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think overall it hurts her legacy because she's not an a-hole. People look fondly at her, and she explained her reasonings, and she didn't rage quit and cry about it. She was, she explained it. She's like, I'm not here to starve. I'm retiring, and I'm retiring on my own terms. So
yeah, she doesn't want to leave the show with a bad taste in her mouth and probably sitting out there for 20 days and not, eat. And
because you see Ethan. Ethan is on the verge of crying. I mean, it's been rough for Ethan.
And when he talked about how he was having thoughts of the cancer growing back inside of him in that conversation with Parvati, and she was like, okay, well, not time for dark thoughts. And he's like, oh, there's all the time in the world out here. I was like, oh my God, Ethan, my heart is breaking for you, because if I do that now in the middle of the night, I can only imagine what it's like at edge of extinction.
Yeah. It's very true. It's very true.
And only one's getting back in.
I know.
Worn out places.
Well, two get back in, right? Two got back in last time. Rick Devins got back in at the merge. And then...
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay,
did you just fart over there?
No, that was his chair. That was a chair.
Okay.
That was a chair squeak. Hashtag Fartgate 2020. Hashtag we need this. I feel down about this episode just because I feel like Yule didn't deserve to go home. Where Sandra, it made sense, but this one just seems so clearly the old school players had it out for him. Rob had it right in terms of old school players had to stick together, but unfortunately this shakeup just broke it up too much, and it was easy to then pick them all off, and it just feels crappy.
I've been saying from day one, they should have changed the rules and gone back to an old school game. You have the fire tokens because that's new to everybody.
Yeah.
But take the idols out of the game, take everything out of the game, and make it to where all these players are basically playing the same game.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they were struggling with the idols and the different... all the different things that we can't keep track of.
Did any idol play mess up the game for anyone, though?
Sandra?
But it was the fire tokens that really did it, right?
True, but well, she said that she gave Denise her idol because she didn't know Denise had the other idol, and she wanted to protect her as a woman to vote, to keep her from going home and giving into her emotions, which is, as we talked about last week, it's interesting that Sandra, who's always been anyone but me, the first time that she played with emotion, or so she says, is the one time that she ends up going home.
I do busting her up. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. That was awesome.
Why don't you play it for yourself?
Yeah, why do you give somebody else the power? Which also, can we talk about Boston Rob and that ridiculous sequence between Tyson and the frisk on the island? And
our feed froze during that.
Oh no!
It was
so wonderful. I just saw the recap of how he found the stuff. I go, why does it do it? It only does it for Survivor.
I thought it was such a great, just a great edited and just great act, quote unquote, acted scene by Rob, just in terms of him kind of slyly looking at the camera as he was just kind of playing. It was a really, really neat sequence of events. Who knows if those three tokens are going to, help Rob in the end. But I thought it was a really neat moment. And it's kind of where last season kind of Reem was probably the only interesting storyline for Edge of Extinction.
Yeah.
There's been so many compelling stories on Edge of Extinction this season where you have Ethan just kind of like battling so many kind of demons to get through it.
You have Tyson buying peanut butter.
Like Tyson's the clown as he is at his best. The
Natalie's chat. Beast mode.
Yeah,
he'll pass out.
Huh? Yeah, and so like it was really neat. It was
fun little sequence considering everything that happened. You know, that losing Sandra at the beginning and losing Yule at the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the one. It's the balm to kind of help the scorched earthness of this episode for old school fans.
Yeah.
But it's funny that Natalie has been non-existent since Tyson, since all the old school players have gone over there. You don't even hear about her anymore.
Yeah, I noticed that too. So I'm wondering, next week, if they compete to get back in at the merge.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it's probably going to come down between Natalie, Tyson, and Rob, right?
Probably.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have the... The tokens, but does the tokens
buy
them? They're
also the strongest competitors.
Well, they're the strongest competitors, but the tokens buy them advantages. Is that what it's like?
It could potentially buy. Like, I don't think any of them have enough tokens to get an advantage.
Because they're selling things. They're selling the things that they find there, the rewards of that they find there to get more fire tokens.
Over there?
Yes.
I thought Natalie had 4.
Oh, maybe. Look, I'm really sorry, review one star review guy. We don't know the answer off the top of our head.
I didn't write
it's,
it down.
It's three or four, because she won the first few, and then Tyson could have had 2, but he sold one for peanut butter, so he has 1. And but Rob kind of very quickly picks up a whole bunch of tokens, so he's in it. So I do think you're right. It's probably between those three. And I think it depends what type of challenge it is. If it's like an endurance stand on a log for 24 hours,
Tyson and Natalie probably have it.
Yeah, and then Rob's out. Or if it's like a sequence of, okay, let's dig up puzzle pieces, and then let's untie a knot, and then let's solve the puzzle, I think Rob could potentially win that. And Rob and Natalie,
pre
possibly.
This season, Rob. This season, Rob's had a little bit of trouble with those types of challenges.
Hey, listen, he's... He is a portly fellow.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that the reason he got voted out and went to tribal so many times was that they kept losing the damn puzzles at the end.
But he won one puzzle one.
Yeah, one.
Like big comeback too.
Listen,
huge.
If I'm a Rob stan, okay, just let me have this.
I
love
know
Rob.
We're casuals. It's okay. We used to be more than casuals, but since we had children, it's gotten a lot tougher. It really has. Last 2 years since our second child, it's gotten a lot tougher.
Kids are great. Have them. You know when kids are really great is when everyone that doesn't have kids like gets to like take naps when they're working from home or. I don't know, they just do whatever they want, and no, we're just stuck with our
Muppet
kids.
Babies.
Because you can't get the kids on the same nap cycle.
Yeah.
Well, Zach doesn't even nap anymore. Yeah, not that he ever napped.
Yeah.
He literally never did.
I don't want to nap!
He wakes, I feel like he sits there awake, eyes wide open from like 5 a.m. to 7 because he's not allowed to come in till 7. And like literally... I just hear it. I don't need an alarm because it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah. He's so loud.
Daddy, I'm hungry. I want breakfast.
Mommy,
I want milk.
I do like on the clock, you have like a black mark.
Yes.
At the time, you have the time where he can. So, because I go, what's this? He goes, that's when I can leave my room.
Funny story. So remember when we had, I know it feels like it was a million years ago, but in actuality, it was only like 20 days ago when we had the time change. Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
That was so long ago. We forgot to adjust Zachary's clock for a good week. So he kept thinking, he kept coming out of the bed. Like, okay, I would get up and like a little before 7 and get some coffee or like chill for a minute. And I would go in there at like 7:20 and be like, Zach, come on. He kept going, Mommy, why are you up so early? What are you doing? And then I realized
that he hadn't changed his clock.
So he thought I was up at like 6:10 in the morning. 6:30.
You know, with him being out of school right now.
Well, this was when he was still in school, though.
You could reset his clock back to like make it like it's like It's like 12 noon. He's still in his room sleeping.
No, not sleeping. Just waiting to get out.
Yeah, just sitting there staring at the clock. Because, again, it doesn't make any, like, I was, like, this morning, because it was literally 7:00 on the clock, and I was like, could you just, like, come in at, like, 7:10, 7:15?
Yeah, I was like, we have no commute right now, yeah. So we would like that extra few minutes. Can you come back in 10 minutes?
Anyway, again, this isn't Survivor Talk. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sandra... Going back to the fact that she probably likely did choose a free, an all expenses paid vacation where she got to literally be by herself, which I think after many days of sheltering in place for all of us, we all suddenly really understand. Like, this was great timing for this episode to air. We're like, yeah, you know, I think that we might do that too. A nice little vacation somewhere. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a good send off for her. I thought that.
Yeah, they were respectful.
Because usually when someone quits, you're like going, "Oh, I hate a quitter." But
this is different. Like,
it just the odds of to be fair, the odds of her getting back in the game were slim and none.
Yeah. They were, and there
just wasn't a chance.
Right, yeah. And she wasn't having a fit like about it, and you know. She was straight up like, I'm not getting back in, and
It almost sounded like she said, okay, I came back to this game because of it was, you know, it was all winners. I don't think she would have come back for just a regular season.
Yeah.
And I think she came back, she goes, okay, I'm gonna try and make this work.
Yeah.
And she made a huge mistake.
Yep.
It cost her. Like she said, I'm human. And without that mistake, she's still in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that sucks.
I mean, she makes the merge.
Yeah, because I think that if Sandra had kept her idol, obviously Sandra's not the target because Denise was the only one voting for her. But I think if Sandra kept her idol, Denise plays it a little bit differently. Denise plays her idol for herself, and maybe she tries to rally votes on Sandra or Jeremy.
Well, Sandra has an idol. She plays the idol.
Sandra can either play her idol for herself, or they would have split the votes between Denise and Jeremy at that point, and Jeremy goes home.
Right.
So depending on what the mood was at camp, those are the ways that I could see those other two scenarios playing out. And I think I just had some really good insight, but I know a whole bunch of people just turned us off because we were talking about our children for a while. So darn.
I was not talking about my children.
No, you're just talking to them.
Yeah.
Ba-dum-cha! I'm so funny tonight.
So funny.
All right. What else do we have to cover? Was there
for
any...
people at home, like, I get to listen to this all day.
That's what I'm saying. Jay Haight listens to me all the time.
I'm quarantined.
Jay, we should totally... Hell. No, we need to do a quarantine cast for the patrons.
No.
Come on. 10 minutes each day? Not even 10 minutes. It'd be really funny.
What do we think? That challenge has been done before.
That
oh,
one,
those are
out of all
so
the
difficult.
Challenges, save for the ones where like blindfolded and they get crotch shots like the whole time.
Yeah.
Besides that, I feel like this is the one of the worst ones, just because even it, like if your team's kind of has different heights and stuff like that, like because Kim's so tall, and like Tony's shorter, like it just that puts you at a disadvantage.
Well, they also have Denise who's short.
Yeah, versus like the green team, I can't remember what their name is, but. They seem to all be pretty evenly heighted, and so like they definitely had an advantage that they could take slow and not spill it as much. But it looked like a brutal challenge.
Well, Michelle fell down pretty hard.
Yep.
Oh my God,
Michelle. She laughed. She was just laughing about it, and I think one of those, come on.
Yeah, Michelle's like face plant tonight reminded me of Spencer when he hit the thing in Game Changers, and God. Spencer like hitting his shins and or whatever it was, like I still remember that noise and like cringe thinking about it.
Yeah, hitting your shins up is the worst.
That and the funny bone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, any other big we didn't talk about real quick, I guess before we move on to listener feedback. We did not address the tension at the call
with,
camp.
With Ben and Adam.
Yeah. I mean that was ridiculous.
I think it's more Adam. Adam is just miserable.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, I think that Ben is not helping the situation whatsoever no. with the mocking voices. I mean, nobody wants that.
Could Ben be doing that? Annoying. I mean, I don't know if Ben has strategy, but could he be doing that on purpose?
No, I think he's legitimately annoyed by Adam. I mean, so I think, yes, he's doing it on purpose to make Adam mad, but not for strategy, more because Adam annoys him. Like, they're just immature. That's my theory on it.
It's like, it's almost like they could come to blows. I mean, but I've never seen Adam, so he's just not composed at all. I'm surprised he's still in the game.
And I do, though? No, I do like Adam a lot. So it's weird to... It's just funny to see the two of them, like, you know, revert back to middle school. And Sarah
was better this way.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. I know you are, but what I am, what am I? Hey, yo mama jokes about the idol.
Hey, Adam. Oh, you can't do yo mama jokes with Adam.
Oh, shit.
No.
Sorry, bad word. Sorry. Oh, that's
another
right.
one-star review.
Yeah, great.
Okay, another fart from Jack over there.
God, it's my desk.
It was a desk.
It's the desk. It's the desk.
I swear.
There was no penetration. It was a scratch.
It wasn't.
Was it an audio anomaly? Because my Cindy, she goes, you know, sometimes you're doing your thing, you can hear you got to stop moving on your desk. Because the mic picks it up.
Yeah. Yep.
It does.
What's funny is if...
Okay, like, wait, back to Survivor.
But some of the Geek Dad life videos I do, because I'm usually downstairs in the studio or in the basement or something. Oh, yeah. Colleen walks so heavy, and generally I don't hear it on this, but...
I get a shelter on couch, please text.
Well, after a few, I was listening, because I have the subwoofer on the upstairs TV, and I'll watch it, and I'm like, Colleen's not here. Why do I hear her heavy footsteps? And it's because Colleen walks so hard on her heels,
like Zachary does.
But Zachary's 5, so he gets a little leeway.
I've been like that for my entire life.
With the TV, with the subwoofer that picks up the bass, like it's picking up Colleen's heavy.
I'm making an Easter egg cameo. So if you watch any of DJ's Geek Dad life videos,
what is that? What is that sound? And I was like, oh my god, Colleen's heavy foot. Heel, whatever.
She's not sneaking. She's not going to sneak up on anybody.
No, she's not.
I'm never going to.
And I'm just like, and every time, like,
I'm going to kill you.
I tell Zach the same thing in the morning, like, walk on the balls of your feet. You do not need to go heel to heel.
What is funny about, like, whenever I've been in Alex's room with the white noise going, we generally can't hear the TV playing, but if Zachary is still awake, I can always, without fail, hear him running back and forth. Which I imagine is how it's like listening to me. But I have definitely gotten texts where it's like, can you just sit down for a little while?
Can you not move for like 10 minutes? I just need 10 minutes.
Like, are you going to make lunch? Because that turkey sandwich isn't going to make itself.
Oh, my God. Anyway. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, let's go to some feedback.
Let's do that. But before we do that, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Time to hear a really, 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 really long read email from Colleen. Colleen, take it away.
Okay, so our first email is from David Gott. And this is, so this is from last week. It's one sentence long. And then he has a second email tonight from this week. And it's also...
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Two emails from Gott?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's almost too many.
He must have been hitting the vodka early.
Yeah, I was saying, he must have been getting drunk emails.
No. One was from March 18th. One was from March 18th.
Okay.
Which I don't know what day, because all time is a circle now.
Yeah, I don't know what March 18th is. That's a date? Okay, cool.
I think it was last Wednesday. Yes, it was. It was last Wednesday. It was March 18th. He must have been sending it on Florida time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that time where nobody gives an F and just does whatever the hell they want?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That kind of time in which he closes his emails way, you know, too late. Anyway. Okay. So he says, the queen is dead. Long live the queen. Okay. Long live the queen. Long live the queen.
You wrote a song in there, too?
No. I was just reading it.
That's great.
I was reading it like Regina Spektor's Oedipus, but I'm terrible at that. So just imagine
that's
that.
The whole,
you know, that
that's the whole email?
No. Yeah, no. That was the whole first email. And then the second email is...
Really?
Sandra quitting kills her legacy for me. Hashtag queen no more. That is all.
Oh.
David Gott, you shut your W-H-O-R-E mouth right now. Okay? Nobody asked you.
I did. I posed that question. I said, I think people are going to think that that hurts your legacy. Nobody likes to quit her.
Is Gott people? Is Gott a people? Because
Florida. Florida man says that the queen is no more.
Florida man, queen is no more. We got to take that with a grain of salt here. We got to take it with a grain of salt.
I think she will. I'm interested to see how the survivor world.
Twitter seemed to be 75-25.
And I know for a fact Sandra gives zero F's.
Which I think is
anybody.
Why nobody wasted their time on getting upset about it, because they were like, all right.
and Gott is, you know, classic Florida man. So, like, we take that one with a grain of salt as well.
I heard he went to the beach today.
I'm sure he did.
And he licked everything.
He licked every pole.
And what?
Every pole. I'm standing by that one. God, we love you. But you is a Florida man. You is a Florida man. All right.
Got Corona.
He's got Corona.
And if you have it, we're trying to lighten up.
It's not. If you knew God, he deserves it.
I just snorted LaCroix all over my glasses.
Anyways.
I can't read the next email because I can't see. So I had to take my glasses off to wipe the LaCroix snorted.
Guys at home. I married Thelma.
Mean
Scooby-Doo.
What I thought you meant.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Anyway.
Mandy.
Mandy.
You know what? I think that Jay should read this email.
No, go ahead.
It's your last season.
This is a part of the show. It's part of the fabric and DNA of the show, is you taking a really long ass time to read an email.
I don't take a long time.
You don't, honey.
It's the fact you guys interrupt me all the time.
I'm not interrupting.
Manny says, wow.
I don't think anyone's interrupting.
Ask you to like do a song and dance routine to God's first email.
Mandy says, wow, does this tarnish Sandra's legacy? I get why she left. Who would stay if you knew the chance was so small to get back in the game and you already won another $2 million? That's true. I guess she also has that, you know, $2 million
She's
advantage
playing with
over
house
everyone.
Money.
She's like, eh. Again, free vacation.
Well, they've all won.
By myself.
Yeah, that's true. They have all won.
So to stick it out, again, you have other players. You look at Ethan.
Yeah.
Ethan is depressed on that, and he's sticking it out.
But the thing is, like, Sandra just did 30
She also did the 39 days on
2 weeks before
season 39.
She did 30, but she wasn't in. What was she? Come on. That wasn't.
That's true. Do you guys see the pictures on Twitter comparing the shelter that Rob
I'm sure she had her
quote
cell
unquote,
phone.
Built in season 39 versus the shelter that he built on season 40? And it's pretty funny. All right. Anyway, let's finish this email. Love the editing of Rob finding the fire tokens. Tony made the merge. Yes. Honestly.
Colleen's final three pick. It's a little more weight.
No, honestly, though, and I was thinking, like, during the challenge, I was like, I don't care which. The only team that I care about winning is Selle, because I cannot imagine losing Denise, Jeremy, Tony, or Kim before the merge. Like, I wanted all four of those players to go to the merge, and I wasn't willing to sacrifice to have to give up any of them tonight. So I guess be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, very true.
But yeah, at least now we get Tony at the merge. And
you got to give Kim credit. We don't talk much about her because she doesn't have a lot of airtime. But she was rock bottom in the beginning. It didn't look like she was going to even make the merge. And now she's in the merge. And again,
she's in a good
spot. One of those players, the longer you keep her in the game, the worse it is.
Yeah, because she's smart. And I'm worried about Sophie, though, because Sophie is super smart. But I think that people know that Sophie has alliance mates. She has, well, she had Yule, but she has Sarah. She has whoever she's playing with. Oh, she has Sarah. But like, I think that she's one of those players that people know are smart. So I would be very worried about Sandra's chances moving forward once we get to the merge. So
Sandra.
We'll Sandra, you keep Sandra. Placing Denise with Sandra.
Not Denise.
Sandra's gone.
Yeah, Sandra's gone.
Sophie.
There you go.
Yeah,
you called her Denise.
No, but you were calling her Sandra. I didn't know who you were talking about.
I know.
Is there a chance you can get a half star?
But the thing is, earlier today, you know, like, while we're watching, she was just like, I mean, Sandra made the right play. She took Sandra's. I was like, what are you doing? Colleen's broken.
Honestly, Florida man would give us a half star review.
Colleen, this episode broke Colleen. Oh. I mean, she's always been broken, but like, especially broken.
Hey! All right, listen. Sophie, though. Sophie's super smart, and I would be worried about her chances moving forward.
Is this email still going?
She might have an idol. No, I'm making conversation with you about the show, which is why people listen to us.
I thought we already had our thoughts about the show.
Yes. I'm making a comment.
Listeners to think.
Okay, listen.
I think Sandra played a great game tonight.
You know what?
Sandra did play a great game.
She has the idol, and you had.
Sophie has the idol, and yes, she might get to play her idol at one point. But I would be worried about Sophie making it beyond that because she's so smart, and everybody there knows it. Okay, Mandy continues. Michelle,
Sarah
was going on about, you can check my bag. You can check my bag. I'll dump it out. You know, Sandra sat there and was all quiet.
Sophie sat there. You not nice person.
So
they
Mandy's
both start
email.
With S's. It's
like Denise didn't start with an S, but go ahead.
But it had an S in it. It almost ends with an S.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, listen to me. 2020 is hard, everybody.
It is.
It's only March 25th. Mandy continues. Michelle has some awesome winter music behind that confessional before tribal. That's right. The music before tribal, before the commercial cutout, where Jay was like, WTF.
Yeah, I was like, is this the first time we've had lyrics in a incidental Survivor music?
It was like super badass.
That was
like,
cool.
It was like
Survivor Eye of the Tiger. It was just like, you're not going to give up the vote tonight. I'm going to vote with your heart and your mind. Michelle's going to give it all she's got. If you win, Dale.
The eye of the island.
Sandra's not sicking around. It's the eye of the island.
They just needed Michelle running on the beach.
That's right.
Let's give Ethan a home. Because I really am worried about that guy. On the island.
On the island.
Anyways, is this still Mandy's email?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, Yule is an amazing human. No.
When did she have time to write this long email?
You know, yeah, that's the thing. Like, the email itself is longer than the episode. That's the amazing part.
Tomorrow I start my Cook Islands rewatch to recover. Mandy. That's it. It's over.
No Victoria?
No Victoria tonight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I got a new theory for everybody out there. Is got Victoria?
Oh.
Definitely not.
I know. Victoria's cool.
All
right.
Oh. Oh, man.
God, I love you, buddy.
Got faced.
Give me some grief. Okay. Are you all ready to tally the votes?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go tally the votes.
I can't remember. I thought I picked Tony, I think.
I thought I picked Wendell.
I know I picked the same as one of you guys.
Can I pick Sandra since she's still in the game?
You know what?
All right, let's go to preseason picks. Let's see where Yule ended up.
I think I had merge.
Yule all, everybody.
I think we all had merge.
No,
a minute. Wasn't Yule my winner's pick?
It may have been, but give me a second. We'll get to that.
Jack had merge. I had merge, but I had him being the merge boot. I was so close.
And I said pre-merge. Point for me.
Man, I was so close.
And winner's pick, yeah, Jax. Third pick, Yule.
Oh my God, you're going to get less points than our one-star review soon.
But, that's but it. Cash, that's, you can't. Yule can still get back in the game and win.
That's true. That is true.
So.
But you can't pick another player to win, so
he
this is your only chance.
He has to be able to.
No, because there's no more. It was it. It's 15, 5, and 1, and then nothing. So.
Again, I've never had to pick more.
Nobody has had to pick a fourth person.
Yeah,
never.
So guess what? The person on Twitter
I've only ever picked once.
To the person on Twitter that accused us of having a boot list, this is exhibits A through Z as to why we are just morons that got it right one time. Literally one time.
But I know, Jack, you never had to pick a second, but like this is the first time in the history of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, even before Colleen joined the show, there has never been someone that had to go to their fourth pick. So you have to stick with Yule and hope he comes back in the game, Jack. I think.
Well, I hope I love Yule. I hope.
Do you want to make a side prediction just in case? Do you want to doom somebody else for next week? Why don't you?
That's the rules.
I got the remaining contestants calling me saying, "Don't pick me."
Yeah, pretty much.
So. Jay, we have to have contingency plans, though.
That's the. It's just like he's got to hope Yule gets back.
I'm cool with it.
Listen,
I screwed up.
Congress doesn't have a way to vote remotely in the case of a pandemic or anything else. Don't be Congress. Let him have
a
vote.
That's the rules.
Let him have a pick.
Eventually, you have to not get points for how bad you're picking.
Well, okay, that's a great point too. All right,
I'm a San Diego sports fan. I'm used to it.
All right, so in terms of who we thought was going home, both Colleen and I thought Wendell, and Jack said Tony. We were all wrong there.
I was so close.
If they would have lost, I bet you Tony went home.
You're probably right. You're not wrong. Tony looks like a good merge boot. But either way, Colleen gets to pick first tonight.
Merge boot. Are we going to guess who might get back in the game?
Ah, yeah. Okay. So who's going
back?
No,
I didn't say it on the next week on. I'm just going by.
Who is the big back in game?
Big back in the game? Well, I think it's going to be between Tyson, Rob, and...
Natalie,
it would be insane if it was Rob, right?
It'd be kind of cool, though.
Like, it would be insane.
He gets voted off.
He gets voted. So, wait, Rob both. Is the returning player and the merge boot?
Yes, he could be both.
Does Rob thinking there might be two ways to get back in the game, does he purposely not win the first time? Because he knows going back into the game.
Oh, that's true.
He has zero allies.
No, yeah, but then he risks
Michelle.
Getting...
I think he has Michelle, possibly Jeremy. But he had a connection with Michelle.
Yeah, but that's.
He was all old school, though. Like, honestly, I don't think his connection with Michelle would help him if he came back.
I'm thinking if I'm Boston Rob, and I think there's any chance there's a second way to get back in the game.
Really
I wait
risky.
I throw the first challenge.
That's a really risky
move.
You can't throw a challenge, but that's a risky move because you are then putting, you're subjecting yourself to another, 10 days or 8 days.
I get it, but if I
want to
win the game, there's no way Rob gets back in this game at the merge. He should
we
be,
didn't think
unless
he, would
he
make
wins
it past
every challenge,
episode
he should
one.
Be voted out.
We didn't think he'd make it past episode one. And he's
I get it, but now you have all
he's
the
got
old
moves
players.
Left
you,
in the tank.
But you've got, I don't think, honestly, like he can't, because then he risks somebody who goes on every reward challenge that has a full belly coming in and going back like the next day when it's, you know, like whoever's out at four. So,
well, he's
or
a portly
five,
chap,
six,
so he's,
whatever.
He's got enough
it
in
is.
His chap to, To hold on.
Well, Colleen, just make your pick. Who's the big and who do you think's going home? Merge boot.
Okay.
And remember, big is an acronym for back in game.
Oh, that's clever.
Oh, nice.
Gosh, do you have a quarter? Do you have a coin?
Nope. Just make your.
You have the coin flip app still?
No, just make a pick. It was a dice thing, so I don't have a coin flipper.
Okay, because I think it's between Natalie and Tyson.
Just pick one. Then. Pick the female.
Yes, you're right. I will pick Natalie because she's a female. Jack just ripped up some papers, though.
Jack. So your big is Natalie.
No, I just turned the page on my notepad.
Your big, your big, and your boots. Who's your merge boot?
Adam.
Not a bad guess.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yeah. All right, Jack. Who's your big?
Natalie gets in because Boston Rob's going to throw the challenge on purpose.
He's not going to. That would be incredibly huge gamble.
He's a gambler. He's okay. A gambler.
That's your big.
That's what he does.
That's your big. What's your boot?
And the boot is going to be. I'll stick with Tony.
I think it's that's probably.
That's good. Also a good choice
that's
too.
A good choice.
It's probably Tony or Adam.
Wait, Leo. I just need to listen to it. Tony Vlachos made the merge.
Colleen's crazy preseason bet looks better and better every day.
Like, that's really crazy.
And then as long as Jack keeps picking him to be voted out, I think Tony's pretty good.
Yes!
Tony wins it.
Rob, Boston Rob stan, I'm going B-Rob is coming back as our big. And then I'm saying Boots.
Is Boston Rob? You Boston have Rob. To. You have to.
Hedge my bets.
Yeah.
No, I say Ben goes home. That dude's so freaking annoying. Love you, Ben, but I'm kind of with. I mean, Adam's had a dodo edit this season as well, but I actually maybe Ben's more of the dodo edit. But either way,
they both
Ben.
But oh, we didn't
ben
talk.
Ben and
about,
Adam deserve each other.
Honestly, we didn't talk about Parvati getting back into, getting into Edge of Extinction, and she what'd she say? Where she said, I can't believe, like, to go home pre-merge, that's so lame. And I was like, please don't say you're undateable. Please don't
she's
say
she's married
you're
with a child. And she's Parvati. She's always
dateable. She's always dateable, yes. Okay.
And she didn't quit.
And she didn't quit. Again, Sandra, you do you. I have no, that does not change your whatever for me. All right. Let's tally the votes. Colleen is in last place with 5. I'm in second place with 5.
Who got points for Yule?
In first place.
No one got points for Yule?
I did. I got points for Yule being a preseason. Yeah. I just made a joke about how Colleen and I are actually tied for last place.
Yes, I caught it.
And Jack, you are.
I listen when you talk.
You are barely hanging on to first place with 6 tally points.
Well, I think at this point, there's not really any way that Jack can win because he doesn't have a winner's pick.
Well, there's a chance. I mean, none of us have our original picks. No, I still have Wendell, but he doesn't look like he's going to win.
Well, you know, you have to podcast next season if Wendell or Jeremy win.
That's true. I don't think I have to worry about that bet. But
I don't know. Jeremy's sitting pretty.
His name doesn't even come up anymore.
I know. But Colleen,
he's playing his perfect game. Jeremy's perfect game.
You're sitting on your second, which is Denise, which is 5 points, which is good.
I still think that's a good bet.
It's a good bet, but if it doesn't happen, then you don't get any.
I should have picked Michelle because Michelle is like.
Winner's Edit Michelle is getting another Winner's Edit. An actual Winner's Edit,
like,
not
she
coming out
of nowhere.
Playing
a spectacular game.
We actually see her, and I actually know her name. So that's
like every week, it's like the Michelle show, and I freaking love her yellow sweater.
And good for her.
Yeah, she deserves it. She's playing a fantastic game.
For all the crap she took from Jay.
That's fair. All right. That will do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. If you'd like to give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Colleen time.
Also, send an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
And also, join our Facebook group at facebook.com/Jay and Jack group, where you can have conversations with Mandy and Victoria and Florida Man.
We're also doing this really awesome Taylor Swift song bracket thing.
I feel like we need to have some other brackets for like people that aren't Taylor Swift fans, just because I'm just like, I guess this song. I don't know.
Well, Dennis and Maggie, yeah, posted the link to each of the songs today. So, I mean, you could do some research. I mean, what are we all doing while we're at home?
Indeed. But I want to thank people that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Greg the Gray. Thank you to all of our patrons. Without you, these shows would not be possible.
Truth.
All right. oh, that's. I hope that's not Corona.
Oh my God! Stop making that's an awful joke.
It was a dry cough. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out. Bye. Forgive him, guys. He's an idiot.